everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 62. How are you doing? Hope you're doing fine. So yes, today's topic is going to be about the damsels in distress, and we're going to take a look at the role and what it means to women in general. As you guys know, I'm Spider Staryu, and today I am joined by Dark Boo, ghetto as hell, and Toadette.
Hello, everybody. I'm Toadette.
Okay, yes. SC can make it today because his internet went out, and Timmy's at a brawl tournament right now, so he couldn't make it either. So it's just us three today. But yes, we already talked about what the main topic will be. So, yeah, before we get into that, we need to talk about what everyone has been doing this week. Because I know there's been a lot of nonsense with spring break and stuff. So, Dark Boo, do you have anything to say? Or are you just going to...
I don't have anything to say because I haven't been doing anything. Literally, I've been sitting down eating. If I'm not eating, I'm sleeping.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, how about you, Toadette?
All this week, I've been playing the new Luigi's Mansion. I finished yesterday. Really good game. I recommend it to anyone who is looking for a cool Mario game for the 3DS. It's really well done. I mean, it's easy and hard. Depends on your skill level of puzzle games. Like, there are some levels where you have to look really carefully for things, and others where you just have to use, common sense. But it's a really nice, fresh breath to the Mario series, like, all new bosses, all new ghosts, all new levels. It's like, a really nice change. Well, it's, like, a good change to Luigi's Mansion series while still keeping the charm of the original had. I recommend it.
Okay. Well, as for me, I've been playing Luigi's Mansion, sort of. I'm still at World 1 because I've just not been playing. Ha ha! Ha! You're so funny. As for me, I've been watching my nephew and stuff, so I've not really had that much time for things like that. I've been playing Kirby's Squeak Squad. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy. Hey, it's been really laggy though. What else have I been doing? I've been eating Popeyes. Yes. What else is there to mention? Not really much else. I've been playing when my nephew was over, I was playing Mario Super Sluggers with him, and that, let me just tell you, that game is really intensely cheap. Okay, let me just tell you, as long as you have all those heavy characters, you're pretty much bound to win. Because every time they get those freaking damn home runs, it's like impossible to get it. And every time those freaking people, like freaking Shy Guy or Toad, the freaking ball would like literally run into their hands. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? The ball just freaking flew into their freaking damn hands. I'm like, how is the freaking that ever gonna help me? It's ridiculous, and I can't stand that. I don't know, like, maybe I need, like, a better team support if you're using...
What game are you playing?
Mario Super Sluggers.
What's your team?
My team usually consists of all the heavyweights. King Boo, King K. Rool, Bowser...
I don't recommend using a whole team of heavyweights.
Oh, they seem to work well against my nephew.
Well, yeah, that's because he's like a little kid.
Yeah, but he beat me when he had that team, Toadette. He beat me with that team, and I don't lose that easily. He kept getting home runs.
Well, yeah. You should use a small character with a lot of jump, like Toadette. And I'm not saying that because I like Toadette, but Toadette pretty much catches every home run I've ever seen.
I've had Toadette on my team, and I've had, like, people who have good support with her, and when I do it, I miss it because I did it, like, too late, or do it by, like, 1 millisecond late.
Well, I almost never lose a game of Mario Super Sluggers, and my team is literally every every Toad, Toadette, Beast, Luigi, and Bowser.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll think of a new team support.
Luigi, Daisy, and Bowser.
I'm sorry, why? I couldn't hear you.
My team is just Melder.
Oh, well. I need a new team support then, because it's not been working out for me. Other than that, not much else to really mention. That's pretty much it. Okay, so that's what everyone has been doing this week. Now let's get into our news and community. Game & Wario has been recently released in Japan. So, all our Japanese viewers, I hope you enjoy the game. It was recent. It was released in March 27th, I think, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I hope people that have it are going to be telling people about it, because I want to hear about the game. I don't know if it's going to be similar to a previous WarioWare game, or if it's going to be like its own standalone game. I have not really known much about it yet, so. SC is still working on those Luigi Mansion Dark Moon guides for people who are interested in that. He's going to have more and more stuff up soon. He has some stuff complete, though, so you can check for that. And the Luigi Mansion giveaway has recently ended, and our winner is still not announced because SC kept it a secret.
The winner was one of our Facebook likes on our Mario Party Legacy Facebook page. So for you fans out there who have a Facebook and like the Mario Party Legacy page, make sure to check your inboxes to see if you got a message from us. Maybe you won.
And if you did, you are one lucky
SOB.
One lucky son of a peach.
Son of a peach, I like that. Yes, Toadette, that is great. Toadette, you're gonna market that crap. You're gonna freaking put a TM on that crap. Son of a peach. I love that. Wow. yes. But yeah, if you got it, in all seriousness, congratulations. I hope you enjoyed it, and stick around for Mario Party Legacy for more great stuff and great podcasts. DLC for 3D Mario titles is an article writer on Mario Party Legacy recently wrote. He wrote an article basically about the DLC for 3D Mario titles, how he thinks that basically they should make some, if they make a new Mario Wii U, well, obviously they're going to, but like, you know, they should include DLC, because a lot of fans have been asking for it, and it's like, when is it time that they finally do that? So if you want to see the article, I'll post a link to it on the YouTube video that's going to be up, and I'll put a link to it on MPL. So yes, if you want to see and comment on it, you'll be able to. Do you guys have anything to say about it?
It was a good article.
Yeah, it was. Boo, how about you?
I didn't get a chance to read all of it.
Aww. Well, you should read it when you get a chance, because it's really insightful.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and our final thing to mention about the news, and all people are like, oh god, get into the main topic already. Daily The Lost Levels videos. I want to mention something about that. SC was recently, his internet went out, so he didn't get to record his Legacy Wednesdays, so I had to cover for him, and it was basically about an episode about Metroid Fusion, so I think if you guys are wondering about that stuff, you should definitely check it out, because if you never play, I definitely think that anyone who has not played Metroid Fusion should play it. Regardless if you're a Metroid fan or not, you will definitely get into the series starting with that game. That game is really fantastic, and I basically explained a lot of stuff about it, so you should check that out on the Lost Levels MPL YouTube page. And a lot of the daily videos, we're still doing them, but there's going to be some changes soon, so stay on the lookout for them. We might see something on Monday, who knows. Alright, now let's get into our main topic. You guys already know our main topic already. It's about, basically, damsels in distress and the role in video games. Basically, the idea for this discussion has been by Feminist Frequency. Basically, a girl who basically is a woman's rights activist and, you know, basically just supports women and the good portrayal of them. So, and also fair portrayal of them as well. So, basically, she made this video about tropes versus women in video games. And it's basically going to be a five-part video series. Wow! A five-part video series about, basically, video game tropes versus women. Basically, you know, the problems with video games and how they portray women. So this episode was about damsels in distress. So basically, that's what we're going to be talking about today. The video was very insightful. I definitely, I like what she said. She was very insightful on the matter. Some people feel like she was too much of, oh, you're just so much of a feminist. But she did bring up some good points, though, which I definitely think we can agree with, which we're going to talk about right now. And if you want to watch the video, and you're watching on this, if you're watching this, like, if you clicked on a YouTube video and you're watching this now, or you see it on MPL, there'll be a link to the video there. So, yes. Okay, let's get into some discussions about this stuff, because we need to get into this, okay? All right. Let me get into the first matter of business about this, because I want to ask you guys some questions. Okay. Why do you think women play the role as the damsel? Like, do you guys feel like maybe video game developers just feel like, oh, well, women are sort of the trophy, or like maybe, oh, you know, most of our players are men, or young adolescent men who just, they want to get the girl, you know, because they're like this little kid, and be like, oh, I want to get the girl, and maybe that's why they play the role as the damsel, or do you think that it's because they feel like women are weak? What do you guys think? Whoever wants to start, just go ahead. This is free discussion.
I don't think it's necessarily because they think that women are weak. I think it's because a majority of video game players, at least back then, were of a male audience, like, you know, young boys, teenage boys, and, you know, they figured that, you know, hey, they want to play as a man and stay a girl. You know, play as a dude, say it's not a chance. So everybody wins, but now the video game audience is of a wide majority of men and women of all ages, so now it's kind of becoming a little bit old, like, you know, I know some women want to play as, you know, a girl saving a hot man instead of a man saving a hot chick, but I don't know, I think that's just me.
Let's actually just discuss about that subject in itself. What do you mean, like, what do you mean, women, like, get the hot man? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, the man is, like, the, per se, damsel?
Yeah, I mean, I know that some people, I mean, not just girls, but I know there are some men that, like, is with a girl. Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, some people are trying to reverse that, have girls say, man, how in Super Princess Peach, Peach saved Mario, instead of Mario saved Peach. But there are some people that want to have a woman to be a man, and then there are other people that just want to be a woman in general. Doesn't have to even be a risky adventure. Just, you know, be a
man. Okay, that was a little glitchy. I'm sorry, but today I couldn't hear some of the things you said at the end. Can you repeat like the last part?
Some people want to play as a woman to save a man, and other people just want to play as a woman.
Okay. Okay, Boo, what do you think? Do you want to say something before, like...
I thought it was trophies. It's something to win. Some people look nice to me. I really don't care. That should be the main focus. No offense. That should not be the main focus, just to... free somebody. Why always a woman? A woman don't get trapped all the time, please.
As for me, from what I think that, well, most of the, it's like basically what I said earlier, I think, is that mostly the players are adolescent teenage boys. I mean, even I was like that when I was a kid, like, They basically, you know, when you're a little boy, you're like, oh, I want to rescue the pretty girl. Oh, I want to rescue that hot girl, that hot chick, whatever. It's like, that's how most kids think when they play games, because, you know, they're shy and stuff, and that it's basically just, the women are basically essentially the trophy for them. And I guess it's sort of basically the traditional role, like, ever since video games have started, basically, of Mario and Peach, it's just how it's always been, and... it's how people see it. It's like that classic storyline. Basically, the woman gets captured and the man has to get their chick. So I understand, like, it's sort of basically common back then. That's how people perceived it. But I think that we've moved forward where it shouldn't always be that way. And if it is sort of going to be that way, like, it should be more... How do I say this? It should be more deep. Like, not just, oh, yeah, the woman got captured, you have to save her. Like, just, like, remember Paper Mario? This is a bad example, probably, but that was a good example of a damsel being kidnapped. Bowser kidnapped Peach, And he brought her in his clown balloon in the sky. And basically, Peach was kidnapped, and Mario had to save her, but going through an adventure, going through different trials, and then they should explain Peach's side of things, too. That's how I think it should be, like, make the damsel, like, more involved, not just, if you're gonna do that story anyway, if you're gonna do it, just make it more involved, not so, like, one-sided, like, oh, I'm kidnapped, save me, oh my god. That's really lame to do and stuff, and that's why I think that's what the video is about anyway, because the girl sees it as, like, it's just too traditional, like, it's time to move on, or at least if you want to do that story, it needs to be more in-depth, and don't make the woman look like she's just so freaking weak that she can't do anything about anything. Because multiple men escape their jail times, like, I know numerous male characters in games, like, maybe, like, Toon Link on Wind Waker, he was freaking put in this jail cell, and he was easily able to escape. Now, why can't the same be for, like, Zelda or something? You guys know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alright, let me move on to something else. This is actually an interesting point. If the men were the damsels in distress, this is just an example, not like they can be a damsel because they're not princesses. Some are. Anyway, how would the game review go? Like...
Oh, sorry.
Like, if basically think of it this way, it's like something Toadette said earlier. Like, think of it like basically the man gets kidnapped. Maybe the man grows powerless or something. Like, something like that. What do you guys think? Like, how would that be?
Basically, they were, like you said about Wind Waker, they will literally escape. It'll be a game about them escaping instead. That's how it'll literally be, a game about them escaping.
Yeah. Toadette, what do you think?
I just think that, in general, they should just have a game of somebody, of, you know, they can show that, you know, there can be a bad guy that can capture anyone, like a man, or a woman, a child, an old person.
And I do think that, basically, if there was a game like that, the man would escape themselves. It's sort of just a stereotypical view, but it's like, how I see it, like, I can't really, like, see, like, the man, like, being kidnapped, because it's, like, maybe if it's, like, a little kid, but, like, when you think of an older man, who, first off, what is the purpose of kidnapping an older man, and secondly, how would they not be able to escape when they're mostly stronger? Like, you'd have to, like, really nullify them or, like, make them sleep or something for that to happen, because a man isn't just so easily overpowered. I guess that's how people review think of women, like, they're so weak, they can't do anything about it. And do you guys really think that women are that weak where they can't defend themselves? Toadette?
Again, I don't think it's because they can't defend themselves, it's just that a lot of bad guys happen to also be male, and most of them, they're kind of bad guys today when you think about it. Once they kidnap, the men are kind of separating categories. People kidnap women for their power, like Ganondorf kidnapped Zelda, and then there are the villains who kidnap women for their beauty, like, you know, a couple times Bowser wanted to kidnap me because he was Bowser.
Yeah. Let me move on. Do you think this name relates to the history of women? Well, Let me actually get into actually what this question means. Do you think that, like, this theme of the women getting kidnapped is something that's, like, been going on for a while? What do you guys think? Like, is this something that's, like, based off of things, like, back then? Or is this just a way to, like, get adolescent teenage boys to play games? What do you guys think?
I think it was based on back then. I really think it was based on back then. We had games like Donkey Kong, like Mario versus Donkey Kong. We had that, and it just escalated real high. It was based on back then. I really believe it was based on previously with the as women being so-called inferior, which they weren't. They just were afraid to voice their opinion because they were always oppressed. But yes, it was based on back then.
Toadette, what do you think?
I just think, you know, just people like to kidnap the women because, you know, the people treasure the women.
You then they just capture it because, oh, a pretty girl, I want to capture a pretty girl, or do you really think it's like it's based off things back from back then?
Just because, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, like, you know, there's always the story of, like, the evil dragon kidnapping the princess, and then her might knight in shiny armor goes to save her.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. As for me,
more goofy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fat Italian, right?
As for me, do I think it relates to history? It sort of does, and it sort of doesn't. Like, I think some games, I just want it to be, like, exactly what I just said, what I keep saying in this video, because it is relevant. But part of me thinks, yeah, it is sort of based off of back then, because I remember there was lots of stories and stuff back then, like, oh, woman on a train track, so this evil guy puts the woman on a train track, and this guy has to save her. And it's like, there was shows and stuff, like, The Adventures of Penelope Pitstop, like, where the show was basically about this woman getting kidnapped constantly, and the guy's had to save her. It's a common thing for, basically, women to be kidnapped. It's been going on a lot in our history, because some people view women as defenseless, and some women are, like, defenseless, where they're just, like, paper thin. They can easily just be, like, they're frail. However, that's not all for all women, like my friend Toadette. Okay. Personally, do you think women are inferior to men? Now, this is our personal opinions. Now, I know someone's gonna get a lot of flack for this if they don't say something right, but Boo, do you feel like women are inferior to men? Be honest now, don't be lying to me. Pull down that true tea.
No.
Why?
Only thing they had to do is voice their opinion. And don't give a damn what anybody else have to say.
Okay. Toadette?
No, I think both men and women are equal. Although, I do think in video games, they kind of make out women, at least Mario, the women in there are, like, kind of, you know, girly and dainty. I know Daisy is supposed to be, like, tomboy type, but even her, I mean, she's still a little bit dainty. I dislike the princess archetype. I don't like princess characters. I never really liked princesses at all. I mean, I always just thought they were too frilly and girly for my taste. Just why I like Toadette, you know, because Toadette, you can actually relate to her. You know, she's just an average good girl. You know, I mean, not too girly, not too tough. She's just, you know, girl living in her homeland,
you know,
with her life.
Yeah. As for me, I don't think women are. It depends what you're talking about specifically. Like, oh god, I know someone's gonna automatically just be like, "What are you talking about, Spider Story? How dare you say something like that?" No, never. What I mean basically is that. I don't know why I'm laughing. what I mean basically is that what I mean is that women in general usually aren't as strong as most men are. Now, for someone who's gonna comment this video, I know they're gonna be like, "Oh, you're absolutely wrong. There's some women who are super duper strong, and you are so wrong, and you're sexist, whatever." It's not any of that. I'm actually on the women's side on this issue. It's just women in general are really frail most of the time, so it's kind of hard to say that you want the women to be like, "Oh, the protagonist or something like that." It couldn't really happen. I'm sorry, what? I couldn't really see it, but there's some women who are strong and things like that. It's just, in general, that's how most people perceive it, and it's how it is. I'm not saying women are weak or anything. There are women who can do things like that. I'm just saying, in general, women usually aren't as strong as men, but can they do what a man can do? Of course. It's just, you know, it's a different... Please, Mom. It's just a different viewpoints. Okay, let me move on to the next thing. With respect to that question, who actually helps the protagonist? Like, usually, can you think of a female role in a video game that usually helps the protagonist through her, through his quest, like how Zelda did on Wind Waker, helping Link beat Ganondorf with the light arrows. Can you think of that? Johnny, shut your mouth. Sorry.
Rosalina.
How does Rosalina help?
She after Mario collected the stars, she helped him get to Bowser so he could get Peach back.
Oh, well, that's one. As for the character Peach herself, I don't really think I've seen in a main Mario game how she's really helped. She's usually just kidnapped the whole time. But Daisy never helped. Boo, do you have any women who in video games that have helped the protagonists?
We have Roll on Mega Man 64. She helped them a lot and greatly. We have Adon for Turok 2 and 3. Yeah, so I think 1, 2, and 3, she helped Minor, but by her damn voice helping. We have Zelda on numerous games. We have, what's that game called? Ocarina of Time. And we have Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, she helped greatly, but her acting stuff. No offense, her acting does. We have a lot of games, but I'm not gonna say Peach help. But I know there's one game where the woman is the protagonist, but we're gonna get that later.
Well, there are some games that have women as the protagonists. Like Metroid is the prime example of that. The whole series is about Samus Aran, who's a tough woman who basically just goes through the adventure, killing off space bad guys. So there are some games, especially like, I almost forgot Lara Croft. So there definitely are games that are out there that are like that. But actually, that should be my next question. Other than the two I just mentioned, Metroid and Lara Croft, can you really think of any other game that really has the woman as the protagonist?
Rogue OPS, Dragon, but GameCube with Mickey. She's the protagonist. It's like 007, but it's just in a woman's perspective.
Oh.
Which is actually, I find it nice. It's actually good. And she had a little attitude when they had a little target practice. She did like 10 headshots and then 10 cross shots. I was like, ha! I like this!
Some Fire Emblem games have a woman as the main character, as taking on the role of a lord slash lady of an empire. It's up to her and her little tactician Yu to save her land between impending doom. But the role switches sometimes it's a man, sometimes it's a woman.
I know, other than two I just mentioned, there was a game called Super Princess Peach, where basically Peach had to save Mario from Bowser. Other than that, let me see, like, I know there's tons and tons of spin-offs and other games that have women in it, but, like, I mean, like, protagonists where, like, they have to, like, do the adventuring. Wasn't there a game, like, about this woman who had to, like, give her boyfriend, like, a new body? Like it was like about this woman who had a chainsaw or something.
Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw.
That one.
A lot of people find that game a little sexist though, because, well, actually I don't know why, but a lot of people say.
Because the main character is really heavily sexualized, like she's wearing tiny clothes and big boobs, large butt.
Oh.
Well, you can't help what Mama gave her. Goodness.
Exactly. Alright, let me get into something else. Wow. That will be edited out. Do you feel that, like, they feel like that women, that they feel like if the women was the protagonist, the game wouldn't sell as well, because maybe men would be like, ugh, I don't want to play as that woman. Because most people do judge people based on the video games they play. Like, I know some people judge people based because if they play, like, a game like Pokemon, that how they're automatically childish. So do you feel like maybe they don't really think a woman would be the protagonist because all of the person's friends would be like, oh, that person's, like, gay or something like that? Do you think that's the case, or?
My problem is that not a lot of female gamers, therefore they wouldn't even try to think about it. There's not a lot of female gamers. There's not a lot. And That's the reason. For me, there's not a lot of female gamers. There are some, and then when there are some, it's the big quickly bash about. I even men, just regular people just say, oh, you think you know this, and you think you're a gamer because you don't want that.
There's one person that will do it, but I don't think it will necessarily change a whole audience's selling point. I mean, I know tons of people who play Tomb Raider and Metroid, even though they play as a girl.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. It's like I said, some people are judgmental, but I don't think that they would solely based off of one person's, social experiences because of what game they play and what they don't play. I don't think they really base it, completely off of that, but I do think some people are scared that, their older audiences would not really want to buy a game that really has the woman as the main character unless the character was really over-sexualized or something like that. I can't really see, oh, yeah, look at that woman. Oh, she's so tough and so strong. The Metroid series, That was basically one of the only series I can think about that does not have the women being overly sexualized like what Tomb Raider is.
I don't know. They kind of made Samus pretty sexy when they introduced the 3D zero suit form.
Well, they did, but it wasn't as bad as other games would do. They don't really go full on like what some games do with the whole dialogue and everything. All right. So, is there anything else you guys want to bring up before we move on to the juice?
No.
Well, I wanted to bring up something. Regardless of what happens, I do think that they should make women get more bigger roles in video games and just sort of broaden their horizons. You get tired of seeing the same old thing. Shooting games, shoot, and that's it. Games like that, it needs to have more purpose. I like games with purpose, and I feel like they should include more women as protagonists, as women are not completely flawed or they're not completely weak and they can't do anything about what happens to them. There's just some games that just really over exaggerate how women literally can't do anything. I think that's a really huge exaggeration. Now, do I think that some women could be in the same role as the heavy fighter? I really can't see a woman doing that. However, there are other ways a woman can be the main protagonist. Maybe she has powers or something similar, or she has a gun. There's multiple things they can do to make the woman the protagonist. There's not just the whole, she has to beat up everyone. It doesn't have to be that way. There's multiple things and multiple storylines and plot things they can do. And I do think that they should consider doing it for future game series and stuff, because the male market definitely is most dominant in video games, but there are some female gamers out there, and not just general ones, the ones that are really into games. So I definitely think that we're gonna be seeing more of that later on in the future. So I do think things are improving, but they can definitely get better. And yes, that's our discussion for females in video games. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you want to say anything, you just comment on the YouTube video or the MPL page, and we'll be sure to read it. And be definitely sure to watch the Tropes versus Women in Video Games. I want you guys to check it out and see, give us your thoughts and opinions about, the video and then the podcast itself. All right, now let's move on to the juice. Okay, so we have some things to talk about today. We have two subjects, people blowing things up and Easter. Well, let's talk about Easter first, because I think Easter would be a better topic to start with. Well, Easter basically, we all know what Easter is. Who celebrates Easter? I do.
Not me.
I don't celebrate the religious way.
Oh. Well, I do. I celebrate it the religious way, and I also do the candy part of it as well and stuff. But yeah, I know the meaning of Easter and things about it, so I do love Easter. I definitely think it's a fun holiday. So what exactly should we, discuss about it? Is there any, things that anyone wants to mention that usually happens on Easter, or what?
I like candy.
Well, everyone likes candy. Candy is usually very, very cheap and on sale on Easter, so it's very fun to, go to a store like Target and just get, bags and bags of candy.
I don't have anything to say about it. I don't do anything.
Well, all right. We'll move on from that subject, but yeah, we're gonna talk about next week about how was our Easter and stuff, because I know some people want to hear it, and SC will be on next week, I think, so he can talk about Easter as well, because I know he's Catholic. Anyway, next topic is people blowing things up. What do you guys think about people who blow things up and out of proportion? Like, a certain someone on AIM. What do you guys think about that?
Honestly,
I do that a lot.
You blow things up out of proportion, usually?
Yeah.
Why?
When I'm mad, when I'm really upset about something.
Do you get upset easily?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess we have a little temper. A temper here, huh? Boo, what about you? What do you think about people who blow things up?
It's gonna sound so rude when I say it. They are blind. They're literally blind. They are looking at things from one perspective.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
And why do you think that?
They know they're right. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, and sometimes they both are right. It's just that one wants them to be right by themselves. Like, at some situations, you both are right, but y'all still argue because you just want one of you to be right. It's like, X and Y, y'all right. But X wants to be right by himself, and Y wants to be right by herself.
Yeah. Well, as for me, what I think about people blowing things up, it really depends. Sometimes people blow things up for a purpose. However, sometimes people blow things up for absolutely no reason, and it's sort of just ridiculous, because maybe sometimes they feel strong about something, but then they get the message across the wrong way by just going at the wrong things. Like, sometimes people want to defend themselves, but then they accidentally say it the wrong way, and they just go on about this, and that, and then just make themselves sound foolish. And that's what I think about. I know I sometimes blow things up, but usually I don't really do that anymore. I used to do that a lot as a kid, but not that much anymore, I wouldn't say. But yeah, sometimes people just, they look at it the wrong way. Or if everyone's against them, they'll just blow things out of proportion because they feel like everyone's like ganging up on them. And it's normal for some people, but sometimes in the case, it's not the right thing to do. Okay, everyone, that's our podcast. Now, before we go, we have our ending information, but first, let's hear the final words from everyone. Toadette?
Yeah, I think that we should have more girls in our 2D team, really. So they just know how to kick ass and be heroes.
Okay. Boo?
I'm trying to do it. Okay. I always say something like that. But I hope that we will get all the members online when we do the next podcast, trust and believe.
Yes, because we need these people to be on more.
Yes, we do. Now, right now, I'm looking at laptops because I definitely need a new laptop. I'm sorry. I really do.
Yes. All right. Now, here's the ending information. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, The Lost Levels MPL. That's youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. I said M, not N. I remember someone thought I said N. I was like, no, M. You can check out Marpy Legacy and our format, Marpy Legacy, and oh my god, okay, we're going to cut that out. You can check out Marpy Legacy and our form at MarpyLegacy.com and MarpyLegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.mariopartylegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarU. Find out things that go on with my life and stuff and my flash drive searching. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. It's just SpiderStarU. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. They are so juicy. And if you guys want to plug in anything, you are more than welcome to.
You can subscribe to me on YouTube. YouTube.com/user/5. /5169744 for my foot is cramping. and I take some things like some people. Hey, man. But my foot is cramping. You can subscribe to me. Subscribe. That's it. I make some videos when I'm. The video's up there.
put it. Do you have anything to plug in?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for watching this podcast, and we will see you next time in future podcasts. Bye, everyone.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.